Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Blue-cut burns, historic flooding. I'm Elliot Francis. Authorities say the blue-cut fire burning in California's San Bernardino County has now charred nearly 47 square miles. Correspondent Stephanie Elam is there.
Over 82,000 people have been evacuated. So this fire is fast moving. As the sun gets up and starts baking in here in this high desert area, more than likely the fire is going to rage back to life.
Down south, at least 40,000 homes are damaged. 13 are dead in some of the worst flooding in Louisiana history. Correspondent Boris Sanchez is in Gonzales, Louisiana.
There are homes that are inaccessible right now. You simply can't get inside. There are also still dozens of highways and roads that are closed. The Ascension Parish Courthouse is also inundated. So it's not just homes, it's also government buildings that are shut down.
In Turkey, officials there say three car bombings at eastern police stations this morning killed six people and wounded more than 200. I'm Elliot Francis. Police in Rio want to talk with gold medal swimmer Ryan Lochte about claims he and three other swimmers were robbed at gunpoint. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum explains.
Where is Ryan Lochte? Well, he went home already. That's according to his father. He apparently left Brazil before a judge here ordered that his passport be seized. Investigators wanted to ask him more questions after they had no luck finding evidence to support his claim that he and three other U.S. swimmers were robbed at gunpoint. Meanwhile, video from a security camera surfaced showing Lochte and his teammates passing through metal detectors Sunday morning at the Athletes' Village after they were supposedly robbed, not appearing agitated or shaken up. Lochte's lawyer said the incident did happen as the gold medalist described. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio.
Two of the other swimmers, John Conger and Gunnar Bentz, were removed from their flight home and had their passports seized. It's still unclear if Jimmy Fagan left Brazil. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. At this early hour, about 5,000 electric customers across the greater Washington area had no electricity after the latest round of severe storms last night. A number of homes and other buildings were also damaged, including an apartment building in southeast Washington that lost part of its roof due to the high winds. Now, the one family in Bethesda is now going into its third week without electricity, all because they refused to pay a fee for not using a Pepco smart meter.
We didn't feel these fees are fair or appropriate.
Asya Paskalev says the smart meter is an invasion of privacy.
It provides continuous information about the usage in your house.
And she thinks it could pose a radiation risk, so she hasn't paid the fee in a year and a half.
We came back from a vacation, and we found the house without electricity.
And quite a time to cut the power.
In this heat, it becomes a health issue. I get headaches.
Pepco in a statement notes the fees are authorized by Maryland Public Service Commission to maintain the old meters. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Monument is closed again and will remain closed today because of another elevator problem. National Park Service spokesman Mike Litterst says this time the elevator's so-called compensating cable broke loose from the car, causing it to stop between the 490-foot and 500-foot levels yesterday. 84 visitors then had to walk down the stairs, but did so without incident. A new Washington Post poll finds that most people in Virginia agree former Governor Bob McDonnell should stay out of politics. Two-thirds of those responding to the survey say McDonnell should not run for elected office again. That includes 60% of Republicans who said that. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,574, the NASDAQ at 52,29. Sports, the Nats score 10 runs, but Colorado scores 12 for the win. The O's lose again to the Red Sox. In Rio, the men's basketball team advances to the semifinals with a win over Argentina. The medal count so far, 30 gold for Team USA, 93 overall. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in years U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start on 210. A little busy this morning. And right now, northbound 210 Indian Head Highway shut down at Palmer Road due to accident activity. Southbound is open. Around the region on the Beltway, that's where we're nice and quiet. Maryland and Virginia. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, you're in the northbound direction. Northbound, the exit ramp to take you onto 32 West. That's where we have accident activity, mostly confined to the shoulder now. Heading in toward Chevy Chase on Wisconsin Avenue. Southbound Wisconsin Avenue. This will be south of Bradley Boulevard. As you come up to Dorset Avenue, closed overnight crash took down a tree, so they're still dealing with this. So coming south on Wisconsin Avenue, Bradley over to Connecticut Avenue or East-West Highway over to Connecticut Avenue is an option for you. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures into the mid-90s yesterday. We'll back it off a little bit today and tomorrow with just isolated showers, thunder showers around. Might see a few around this morning. Better chance this afternoon. Let's go 92, partial clouds. Tonight we're 74. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms again in a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Alexandria, 73 in Damascus, 75 degrees in Washington. Two American swimmers, one from around here, have been ordered to stay in Brazil for now. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning, and we've got lots of stuff to keep you informed, entertained, and scintillated throughout the morning. Prince William County School Board member has been called up to the Navy Reserve. What should happen to that elected office? We're going to talk to Virginia Delegate Rich Anderson about that. 7:15, Steve Kastenbaum from Rio will give us the latest, including why can't our swimmers come home? 7:35, Amanda Carpenter will talk politics of the moment. 8:05, Juan Ringel, Director of Fairfax County Tax Administration. Here's the question. Virginians, are you ready to rat out your neighbors who don't register their cars in Virginia? 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. And I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And as we get ready to send our kids back to school, we're going to have to be faced with school lunches again and all of the propaganda coming down from the public schools about health and making sure that our kids eat healthy. And listen, don't get me wrong, I want our kids to eat healthy, but I am getting so tired of the government guilting our kids because, well, they're acting like kids. Let me give you an example, and I would love for you to chime in on this, too. If you feel like your kids are in some way being shamed publicly if they don't eat granola, grapes, and, you know, every other health food that is getting pushed on them by the government. Are they actually thinking that they're doing something morally wrong if they're not eating healthy? If they splurge and have a hamburger, do they feel shamed? 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. I think this is a growing trend. I know it's happening with my kids when they go to a, but two of my kids go to public school. And if they bring in food, or if I, you know, if my high school kid can go out off campus a little bit and get some food, and the teachers give her, you know, no end of hassle when they see her eating French fries and a cheeseburger. It's ridiculous. And I, you know, we talk about how kids shouldn't be fat shamed at all. And yet here the government is doing exactly that. Listen to this. Allie Raceman, one of our Olympic gold medal athletes, one of our gymnasts, was engaged in a Twitter question and answer with First Lady Michelle Obama. They do this sort of thing, you know, for publicity and to raise awareness and all that stuff. And so, of course, Michelle Obama tweets to Allie Raceman. Hey, we're so proud of you. What healthy foods keep you fueled as you go for gold?
Oh.
Right?
Really? Can't we just have a moment?
What healthy
when food? We don't do that?
No, like, apparently we can't. Hashtag let's move. The answer was salmon, avocado, whole wheat bread, almonds, pineapples, and Greek yogurt, was Allie Raisman's tweet. And then her second tweet, and by the way, Michelle Obama retweeted that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second tweet was, by the way, ignore our recent tweet about eating fries and ice cream. Sometimes you got to splurge. And it's true. About an hour before this Q&A with Michelle Obama took place, Allie Raisman tweeted out a picture of herself and Simone Biles at the Olympic Village McDonald's eating French fries and chocolate ice cream. And they look very happy. Do you know why they look very happy? Because they're freaking Olympic athletes. Right. And they've got about 0.5% body fat on them. And they burn about 6,000 calories an hour, and they should be able to eat French fries without having to apologize to the First Lady of the United States about it.
Did you ever see the list of the foods that Michael Phelps eats in a given day because he burns so many calories in training?
Of course. Yeah. And so, and by the way, First Lady Michelle Obama did not retweet that picture and did not retweet the reference to French fries and ice cream. Here, I've got a very strange notion. I think the kids should be allowed to eat French fries and ice cream and cheeseburgers if they want. And you are your child's parent. And you are the sole arbiter over whether they're eating the right thing and whether they are getting enough exercise. Let me put it this way. I think it should be a choice between you, your child, and your doctor. But not with the government. And why they need to publicly shame kids and why kids are feeling guilty about this, I don't get it. Are you experiencing this too? 888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, well, listen, it's getting to the point where it's getting ridiculous. I mean, that you can't, first of all, have a moment where you just celebrate the accomplishment of the Olympic athletes without turning it into a lecture about your freaking diet. I mean, come on, Michelle Obama, give me a break. And I continue to be very worried about what our kids are eating at school these days because of the policies that have been implemented by the Obama administration at the behest of the First Lady, who, the last time I checked, ran for no political office. Why is she dictating policy about what our kids should be eating? So, I mean, she's a nice lady. She looks lovely in her gowns, and I think she's been just fine as a First Lady otherwise. But really, do you have to, get into this, and do you have to make everything a lecture? Does everything have to be such a moment that where you take your little precious project and you ram it down people's throats? Give us a break. These people should be held to high and held in esteem because they have worked really hard to get where they are. And you know what? When you work really hard and you burn 10 million calories a day in the swimming pool, you can eat whatever you dang want. Shut up, Michelle Obama.
Does your kid go through this? My 11-year-old son is really active. He's playing Pop Warner football. Yep. He used to do gymnastics all the time. I mean, he's a typical 11-year-old kid. And when he was out here this summer, we went to Five Guys. And he loves Five Guys burgers. Yep. And we ordered our Five Guys, and he said, can I have it without the bun? And I said, what's the matter? You don't like buns, buddy? What are you? You used to always eat burgers. No, I love having the bun. I just don't want to, get fat. He's an 11-year-old kid. Yeah. I said, where are you getting this? And, of course, he's getting it from his mother and from the school, but that's a whole other story. Barbara in Dumfries.
This is a gluten thing.
No, it's not a gluten thing. It's a carb thing. No, he's fine with gluten. He does. Barbara from Dumfries, you're first up on WMAL. Am I overreacting to this? I just want our kids to be kids.
Hi.
I just
wanted to say that I don't have school-age children anymore, but if the schools would stop reducing the amount of playtime these kids have, they wouldn't have to focus so much on those, extra fun that they eat or whatever. The schools in Prince William County are down to 10 minutes every morning and afternoon for elementary schools to have any sort of playtime at all, any kind of exercise. So of course they have
for
to
recess.
Yeah.
For recess. Wow. So, I didn't know that. I mean, I know when I was in elementary school, my gosh, we had two different recess breaks, not counting lunch, and I feel like it was 30 minutes each just to blow off some steam.
Right, and we had it all the way through high school.
Man, and so I did not know that they were reducing it to that level.
I almost cried. I was like, what? You've got kids that are being called ADD, and now you're not giving them any breaks.
In fact,
it's a great...
In fact, some school districts have actually gone out of their way to make sure that that they do get regular exercise breaks throughout the day, and they found that it has increased the learning ability of the children. It actually is a new trend in education right now, but not everybody's on board with it.
It blew my mind. In Finland, they take a break, I think it's every 45 minutes or 10 minutes.
All the way through high school.
All right, Barbara and Dumfries. Barbara, what are you doing out on the road at 5:14 in the morning? You going out or coming home?
Heading to work.
Heading to, good for you. We need you on that wall, Barbara. We want you on that wall. I thought maybe she was, you know, doing a Ryan Lochte and just driving home from an all-nighter.
No, I don't think so.
You never know.
She sounds very nice.
Well, there's nothing. You could be nice and still have an all-nighter out there coming home at 5. All right,
she's a solid citizen.
Want to hear more from you. Here's the first lady, you know, sort of asking these Olympic athletes, what kind of healthy foods do you eat? And the athletes, you know, embarrassingly and almost apologetically say, oh, pay no attention to the fact that we eat French fries and ice cream. Guess what? I want my 18-year-old kids to eat French fries and ice cream. There's nothing wrong with it. Are you seeing this in your home? 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, fellas. We are a little bit busy here early off. Couple incidents. Let's start first heading into Chevy Chase if you use Wisconsin Avenue early on here. We still have a closed southbound Wisconsin Avenue after Bradley Boulevard as you come up to Dorset Avenue. Accident brought down a tree. So that's why it's taking a while from the overnight accident. So southbound Wisconsin Avenue still not working south of Bradley. So what you might want to do, plan ahead, take Bradley over to Connecticut at this early hour. It works, but it's only one lane each direction. Or you could take east-west highway, head over to Connecticut Avenue in that area. Now, let's go on to 210 northbound Indian Head Highway, shut down at Palmer Road for the crash. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still seeing activity northbound on the exit ramp to 32 West. It looks like they're trying to let you get by. And around the Beltway, that's where we have good news. No problems, Maryland, Virginia. And this just coming in, too, that Guinea Road, south of 236 Little River Turnpike, have some wires down. They might be shutting down Guinea Road. I'll have more on that in 10 minutes. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy with a peak of sunshine expected later today. A stray shower thunderstorm is possible. A high of 92 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 74. Tomorrow, Friday, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon. And again, a thunderstorm is possible. A high of 92. And Saturday in the low 90s. Sunday also in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is 5:17 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
I don't think anybody would suggest that our Olympic athletes, especially our gymnasts, don't have an incredible exercise regime. They don't need Michelle Obama's Let's Move program to get themselves into shape, and they should be able to have French fries and ice cream without apologizing to Michelle Obama publicly. But that's what happened. Allie Raisman felt shamed publicly and had to beg Michelle Obama to ignore her recent tweet about eating French fries and ice cream when grilled by the First Lady about what healthy foods she eats. Tom in Arlington, I really feel like our kids are so focused on this, they're not focused on more important things in their lives. What do you think, Tom?
I think that y'all are nitpicking for no apparent reason. You know, this has been going on forever, you know, whether it's the Wheaties commercials or, you know, even Popeye with spinach. Like, you're talking about Olympic athletes, and if she's talking to kids program where she's saying, what do you have to do to be the best? You want to emulate these athletes. What do they do? And she's saying, what is your diet?
Well, these gymnasts are not gymnasts because of their diet. This is Tony in Arlington, right? Not Tom in Arlington. Tony?
Yeah, Tony.
Oh, okay. I guess you told Heather you were Tom. Tom, do you have any kids? Do you have any kids?
Yeah, I have a son.
Okay. And is your son coming home from public school and complaining about the food that they're eating and about all the nutrition propaganda that they have to deal with all day long?
And he plays football, and he's very active. And that's another thing. Like, parents also need to stop. You know, you talk about the government, but stop depending on the school to make sure your kids exercise. Let them let them go outside, and you make sure they go outside and exercise.
Don't depend
on the school.
We're talking about our kids. You talked about your kid plays football, right? So does he have hamburgers, cheese, French fries, ice cream?
Yeah, it's a balance, though. That's not the only thing that he eats.
I agree.
Every now and then he'll splurge.
Right, I agree. Well, I think that's sort of the point that we're trying to make. So why is it that we don't get that message from our government? Why is it such a propaganda push to make sure that kids are always focused on eating the healthy snacks and healthy foods?
To go a step further, why do you believe the government needs to get involved? You believe that it's up to the parents to take care of this and to guide their child.
You're kind of agreeing with us, Tony.
Michelle Obama's platform or whatever is the Let's Move Childhood Obesity. Like, is something wrong with that? I'm confused about what you guys are pushing this morning. Is something wrong with...
Well, I'll tell you what I'm concerned about is that I hear stories about kids who are going to high school and they get the plate of food and it's not enough to sustain them through the day. I'm concerned about that. I'm very bothered by the fact that the mandates that have come as a result of an unelected official are impacting our children to the point where they won't eat the public school menu anymore, and they bring their lunch or they try to leave campus if they can.
And, Tony, to add to that, it's cost millions of dollars and has had no effective change on our childhood obesity rates in this country.
Well, I think that recognizing childhood obesity and just, you know, plain obesity in general, is nothing wrong with that, to kind of, you know, push that for kids and parents and everybody.
Well, if you want to send that message, if you want to send that message, I think that's all good and fine, you know, and to educate kids about what they should, you know, theoretically eat and the kinds of foods that are more healthy than others, that's I think, within bounds. But to then take that policy and say, and by the way, these are the only foods we're going to allow you to eat, that's where I think we have a problem.
Kids can take their own lunch. It's not like they're saying you can't bring your own lunch. I mean, that's not what they're saying.
Okay, Tony. Listen, it was a fine back and forth. Just so you know, kids get shamed by the school officials if they bring lunches that don't adhere to the guidelines that they were supposed to be given.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's what's happening. That's why I wanted to engage and find out what was going on with your child. Now, maybe it's different in the school that you put your kid in Arlington, but I can tell you, we hear these stories, and I have heard it myself from my own child, that they'll come back with food that is not up to the standards and guidelines of the school district as dictated by the U.S. government, and they actually chew them out and bawl them out about it. It's ridiculous. All right, more of your calls in a minute. Are our kids being shamed about the food that they're eating, and is that right? It's 522 on WMAL.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit eliteshootingsports.com. You'll thank me later.
As the Zips dry cleaning spokesperson, I'm often heard on the radio talking about Zips' amazing flat rate of just $2.29 to dry clean any garment, using the same quality process as the full-price cleaners. But I rarely stop to tell you exactly what this means. It means for $2.29, Zips will dry clean ladies' blouses, suit coats, sport coats, fancy pants, khaki pants, jeans, skirts, mini skirts, ties and bow ties, polo shirts, shorts, wedding dresses. Wait, are you listening? We will actually dry clean your wedding dress for $2.29. Or your prom dress, your casual dress, a formal gown, a tux jacket or pants, sports jerseys, go team! Work uniforms, athletic uniforms, winter coats, spring jackets, and all kinds of sweaters. All for just $2.29 per garment, and even less to launder shirts. So stop overpaying for dry cleaning and try Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For a Zips near you, go to 321zips.com.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. we double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Register now for 930Gov, August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Digital Government Institute's fourth annual 930Gov Technology Expo convenes leading experts and hosts learning and networking sessions in critical topics such as cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Free for government and industry. August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Register at 930Gov.com. Go to 930Gov.com.
It is 5:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Northwest D.C., closed because of an accident investigation, a pedestrian accident investigation. Closes 9th Street at P. P as in Paul Street in Northwest D.C. That's south of Rhode Island Avenue near Mount Vernon Square. So if you normally take that south of Rhode Island Avenue, scoot over to 7th Street or even 10th or 11th and avoid that 9th Street closure that's closed until further notice. Better news on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound. The exit ramp to 32 West, that crash is gone, so you are good to go. In fact, each direction between 32 and the Beltway, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, check out fine. Not so good on 210 Indian Head Highway, northbound closed at Palmer Road for the crash. Southbound lanes are open. Watch for Old Fort to get quite slow. Old Fort Road to get slow as the alternate. No problems early here on 270. That looks good. If you're coming from the Beltway, Wisconsin Avenue, in through Chevy Chase, still closed. Southbound Wisconsin Avenue after Bradley Boulevard at Dorset Avenue. Accident brought down a tree. Northbound lanes open. Now from Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A weak front trying to cross the area and just a chance of a couple of showers this morning. Maybe a stray shower storm this afternoon. Still pretty warm at 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is 526.
Our Olympians are the best, and they shouldn't be felt to be ashamed because they had French fries and ice cream. But that's what happened in an exchange with Michelle Obama, who tried to drag them into her Let's Move nutrition program during a live Q&A on Twitter. And I'm wondering if your kids are also feeling these this pressure and this shame if they're not eating to the government standards. How about Eric in South Dakota? You're on WMAL. Hey, Eric. Thanks for listening on WMAL.com and on our app.
Hey, gents. I came from Colorado, and what they're doing there is they're getting to the kids in kindergarten and first grade, and if they bring food that isn't healthy, they'll throw it away. And those kids, they don't stand up for themselves, and that's how they get to them. By the time they're fifth grade, they're just used to it.
Yeah, they're screening the food in, Eric. You're right. Yeah. And we've also heard stories. You know, I remember going to school and I would trade food. You know, if one of your kids the Twinkie pack comes with two Twinkies. So you can trade one of your Twinkies for something else. You're not allowed to trade your food, you know, because then that child is not eating up to our standards and not eating the food that the parent packed for them. It's outrageous. You'd think that our government had more important things to do.
You'd think so.
It is 527 on WMAL.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Hey folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but Unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson of Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up in just a moment, you know, a fair number of Texans say that if Hillary Clinton becomes the president, they want to secede. How do you feel about that idea? We'll talk about it. I guarantee you it's going to be a passionate conversation. Right now, it's 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A Rockville swimmer on the men's Olympic team in Rio has been prevented from leaving Brazil for now as authorities there investigate claims that he and some of his teammates were robbed at gunpoint by men posing as police officers. More from correspondent Nick Payton Walsh.
As far as we understand, from a police source near the airport, they have been questioned. Their passports have been taken from them. They'll be allowed to go around Brazil, but still, it's not quite clear when those passports will be given back to them.
Teammate Ryan Lochte has already returned to the U.S. The whereabouts of a fourth swimmer, James Fagan, not clear yet. Some new details are emerging about the latest reboot of the Donald Trump campaign.
The reason Trump did all of this, sources tell us, is because he was frustrated with the direction his campaign was taking. He didn't feel like he could necessarily trust the advisors around him, and he felt like he was straying from this outsider image and trying to please the Washington establishment, particularly the Republican establishment. Today, we'll get our first test of what this new leadership looks like. Donald Trump is campaigning in North Carolina, and some sources have said, look, this new regime means that Trump can get back to basics.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Thousands lost power again last night as powerful thunderstorms swept across the region. At this hour, about 5,000 homes are without electricity. High winds also tore part of the roof off of an apartment building in southeast Washington. No reports of injuries. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board will now be joining the team looking for the cause of last week's explosion and fire at a Silver Spring apartment building that killed seven people. NTSB experts in natural gas pipelines will be taking the lead role in the investigation. The Washington Monument remains closed today for yet another elevator problem, this time a broken cable that forced 84 people to walk down from the top of the monument yesterday when the malfunction happened. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,574, the NASDAQ at 5229. Sports, the Rockies outslugged the Nationals, the Red Sox pummeled the Orioles. In Rio, Team USA continues to dominate with 30 gold medals now, 93 total. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free.
Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some major problems trying to get into Chevy Chase. Wisconsin Avenue closed. Shut down. An accident brought down a tree, so they're still dealing with the problem. Southbound Wisconsin Avenue at Dorset Avenue. This is after Bradley Boulevard as you're heading in toward Chevy Chase Friendship Heights. There are alternates because you are being turned around at the scene. You might want to take Bradley Lane. It's only one lane each direction, so that will get some volume as the morning rush hour continues, or East-West Highway. That's also an option for you over to Connecticut Avenue. You could take that into Chevy Chase Circle in that stretch. Virginia, trees and wires down, closing Guinea Road just south of the Little River Turnpike. So Guinea Road, not an option right now, but Little River Turnpike does remain open. In Northwest, accident investigation closes 9th Street between O and P. That's south of Rhode Island Avenue. So you could use 10th, 11th Street, even 7th Street as an option. And 210, northbound 210, Indian Head Highway closed at Palmer Road. It looks like traffic being sent over to the service roadway, but that's still going to cost you extra time. And it looks like this accident could be there, they're saying, till about 7 o'clock with the investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A weak front really not doing anything but being the focusing mechanism for a few isolated showers this morning and an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. 92, partial clouds tonight, 74. Sun early tomorrow, late day clouds, and maybe a stray shower or storm again with a high of 92. But watch out. You get these storms, they may go strong, possibly severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Chantilly, 72 in Bowie, 75 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 537, you're listening to WMAL. Coming up later this morning, 705, Virginia Delegate Rich Anderson. Give us an update on that school board member who is called up to the Navy Reserves. At 7:15, we'll check in with Steve Kassenbaum in Rio. 7:35 brings us Amanda Carpenter, latest on the campaign trail. 8:05, Juan Rengel, who's the director of Fairfax County Tax Administration, about the government asking you to rat out your neighbors for evading taxes. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah, you know, Texas is a special place. It is my home state and a place I'm immensely proud, as most Texans are. Texans carry with them a little swagger about their state, and it may have something to do with, you know, I've always thought it would have something to do with the fact that, you know, in school we are taught, you know, all of these wonderful stories about the history of the state of Texas, and all kids know the story of the Alamo, where we lost, and the Battle of San Jacinto, where we won, and became its own individual country. country, the Republic of Texas. But there's a new survey out that says, you know, now that Texas is a state, some 61% of the people in the state of Texas who are Trump supporters, according to this survey, say that if Hillary Clinton were to become the president of the United States, they would like to secede from the Union. How do you feel about that? I mean, are you that passionate in, you know, in your dislike for Hillary Clinton that you would want your state to secede from the Union? I want you to get on the line, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It has long been held in Texas. A lot of Texans believe that when they became a state, they reserved the right to secede from the Union if they disagreed with the way the Union was running. There's a certain amount of legal analysis that has been done on this that says that's really not true. But I must tell you, as a kid growing up in Texas, I heard this all the time. Well, Texas can always secede from the Union if we don't like the way things are going. We retained that right. I'm not sure that we did, and based on what I've said, seen here and all of the legal reporting on it, but it's still something that's very interesting, that a number of Texans, 61% of those who support Trump, and remember, it's a very Republican state, so that's a lot of people, say they would like to see Texas secede from the Union if Hillary became the president. 1-888-630-9625, do you think that would be a good idea? Would you be in favor of, if you had the right to secede, to leave the Union because you didn't like the president? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Larry, the facts are these. Texas declared its independence from Mexico in 1836. In 1845, they joined the Union, and Congress passed the joint resolution annexing Texas to the United States. In 1861, they had a state convention, and they seceded from the Union leading up to the Civil War, and that was ratified also by popular vote in the state of Texas. But in 1869, the Supreme Court ruled, you didn't leave the Union. It was never legal for you to do that. You were always a state. And to make it official in 1870, Congress came back in and readmitted Texas to the Union following the Civil War. So it doesn't appear that they can do that. One thing they can do, however, and this is not talked about very much, Texas retained the right to break into five individual states. That's right. There could be a North, South, East, West, and Central Texas, each with its own two senators. And I've always thought that would be an interesting thing to see if the Texans could put that together, because those senators would almost always be Republican, and that would have a real impact on the way the nation conducts its business. That's just me. It's fun to talk about it. I love the idea of Texans considering themselves independent and having this independent streak. Ultimately, it would be tempting to say, screw it, I don't like the way it's going here, I'm going back to Texas. But ultimately, I don't think it can happen. But it's fun to watch.
I don't think it's fun to watch. And listen, I think that dividing Texas up into five pieces is Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution might have something to say about that. But setting that aside, because it's not really the issue here, I say to Texas and those Texans who want to secede if Hillary Clinton becomes president, I say the same thing to them that I would say to Rosie O'Donnell and Alec Baldwin and all these other Hollywood hotshots who say that they don't want to, they want to move to Canada if George W. Bush is reelected or if Donald Trump is elected. Go! Go! I can't think of a more un-American notion of the idea that if I don't get my candidate elected to president, I'm going to take my ball and leave, and I'm going to secede. Texans have this thing where they think they're just better than the rest of us. Yeah, I know you joke around about it, but no, they're not. And by the way, you're a Marylander. You've lived here 30 years. Stop with the Texas Act, okay? If you love Texas so much, go back and do the morning show in Odessa, okay? I love it here.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm sorry. I'm done with this. Guess what? We are Americans. How about we win this election? And if we lose this election, how about we do what the founding fathers intended? Which is utilize the U.S. Congress and actually make laws and resist the executive office and then get another president elected 4 years from now.
Larry, I remember you being on record as saying, look, if you don't like the way things are going in Maryland back when, we didn't have a Republican governor and things were looking pretty bleak and everybody hated the way the state was being run, you said, well, you can always pick up and move over to Virginia.
Yeah. I just said, let Texas go. They can move.
And the other thing that you were in favor of, I think that you wanted to see the European Union. You were for the Brexit. Why not have a Texit?
Well, because first of all, the European Union is not the same as the United States of America with an overriding Declaration of Independence and U.S. Constitution and the history of our republic. But secondly, I'm consistent. If you don't like it in America, go move. Move to that better place where we don't have Hillary Clinton as president. Where are you going to go?
Yeah. Well, let's see how it works out. Maybe she won't win.
I said to Marylanders, sure, you can always move to Virginia, but instead, why don't we organize and get things done and change things in Maryland?
That's exactly what happened.
I didn't tell people to move to Virginia.
And of course, you have a vested interest because you're the crab cakes are. So it's 5:44.
Stars at night, a big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. September is Suicide Prevention Month, and the Defense Department is working with media, non-governmental organizations, and the federal sector to focus on suicide prevention. Keita Franklin, director of the Defense Suicide Prevention Office, said, quote, "Make no mistake, it's an all-year, all-hands effort, all the time," unquote. The year-long campaign is in collaboration with the VA. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we're busy. As though we didn't have enough already, Baltimore-Washington Parkway commuters heads up southbound as you're coming out of Laurel into Greenbelt. The crash southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway at Powder Mill Road. Not good in Oxon Hill, so listen up and plan for extra time. Everyone needs it. We have a closure. Northbound 210 closed to Palmer Road for the crash, and authorities at the scene telling me at least till 7 as they deal with the investigation of the accident. So I'm seeing a lot of traffic, the alternate Oxon Hill Road. Everyone comes up to the accident, heading over to Palmer Road, getting very slow. And right now they're trying to get some cars around using the service roadway, but that's a long workaround too. So again, that's 210 north closed to Palmer Road. Annandale, let's take on the Guinea Road, just south of Little River Turnpike at Stark Road. Tree and Wires Down had that huge storm last night, and they have a stretch of Guinea Road closed. Little River Turnpike is open. We have a pedestrian accident in Northwest D.C., closing 9th Street, south of Logan Circle, between O and P, so you might try 10th, 11th, or 7th Street as options. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A weak front really not doing anything but being the focusing mechanism for a few isolated showers this morning and an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. 92, partial clouds tonight, 74. Sun early tomorrow, late day clouds, and maybe a stray shower or storm again with a high of 92. But watch out. You get these storms, they may go strong, possibly severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 75 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And today, you know, we often bring you happy animal news, but this first story, I must say, it's a little sad, quite frankly. Yes, we're all going to stop now and have a moment of remembrance for Bill 35, the goat.
Yeah.
Now, do you know this story? I mean, the Naval Academy, for reasons I've never really completely understood, maybe I need to do a little more research on the topic, they've always had a mascot that was a goat.
Oh, I know exactly how this happened. Would you like to hear the story briefly?
Yeah, actually, I would.
The very first Army-Navy game, the Navy football team was heading up to West Point. I believe they were marching, actually, up to West Point from Annapolis. And they were in the outskirts and realized, hold on, the Navy has this mule. We don't have a mascot. And so they went to a nearby farm and they requisitioned a goat. And they said, if they've got a mule, we're going to have a goat. And they won that game. And so Billy the Goat has been their mascot ever since.
There have been 35 Billies.
Yep.
But sadly,
there's always a standby Billy, too.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing because Bill 35 just passed away.
Yeah, very sad.
2.5-year-old goat, it suffered from idiopathic edema.
Well, that'll
get you every time.
Yeah.
And apparently it also had chronic kidney weakness. Yeah, I know what that's like. So apparently he passed.
In other words, Billy the Goat was peeing a lot on the sidelines
yeah.
there.
Bill the Goat, Billy.
Sorry.
Although, it was a Billy Goat, really, wasn't it?
So that's why they called
it. That's the sad news. It was taken to a veterinary facility in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania for treatment, and sadly, they put Billy 35 down and euthanized him. But the good news is Billy 36 was standing in the way. Like a Broadway understudy,
oh, yes.
Billy 36 was ready to ascend to the role of official Navy Annapolis Navy mascot.
You're going out there a chorus goat, but you're coming back a star. And rest in peace, Billy, and good job, because you've been able to maintain a pretty impressive streak of Navy beating Army. So
yeah.
Bill did his job.
Yeah. All right. Moving on, down at the mall, Constitution Gardens, the National Mall, they had a fish kill. I mean, you know, occasionally you hear these stories about, you know, hundreds of fish washing up on a shore somewhere, and in a way, everybody's trying to figure out what caused these fish to die. Well, hundreds of fish at the pond at Constitution Gardens died a couple of days ago. We're talking about sunfish. They had bass and bluegill,
mm-hmm.
and they all floated to the surface. They're just dead as a dead fish.
Wow. As a dead fish.
Yeah,
how about
and
that?
They tried to figure out, well, you know, what happened, because this has happened before. According to Mike Litteris, the guy who talks for the Park Service down there, he said it happened in 2013, same pond, fish died.
Well, Mike would know.
Well, apparently the pond is shallow. And when it gets really, really hot, the temperature in the pond gets too high, and the fish can't tolerate it, and they die.
So they kind of boiled them.
So this is two very sad animal stories here.
On.
We got dead goats and dead fish now. I'm sorry. Let's see if I can turn this around with a happy note.
Wish you would.
Yeah. There's a house in California, I think it's in Oxford, I'm sorry, where they have a shark tail that emerges. It's a fiberglass shark tail.
Yeah, it's like a piece of art.
Yeah. It emerges from the roof. It looks like a shark fell into the roof.
From the Sharknado, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, they have decided that you can now rent this house. And the government has tried to take the shark tail away, but they've not been able to do so.
Out of my cold, dead hands.
Before you take my shark tail. Here's Air Rushbow, 551.
Hey, I want to tell you about a guy named Alan Weiner. He's a law professor at Stanford and a Washington Post opinion writer. And he wrote a piece cheerleading the Obama administration decision to pay Iran $400 million in ransom before Iran released American citizens. The ransom payment, the regime claims, wasn't ransom. It was merely an unfortunate coincidence, they say. Even though Obama's own Justice Department warned against paying it because it looked like a ransom. Weiner called it American diplomacy at its finest. Well, it turns out that Mr. Weiner has an additional source of income. He's also on the payroll of the Plowshares Fund. That's a group that helped Obama shape public opinion on Iran. The Plowshares is a key cog in the White House used to create a pro-Iran echo chamber in the drive-by media. The Plowshares Fund has been so successful that senior Obama officials openly brag it's a top pro-Iran PR weapon. Now, which takes us to Alan Weiner in the Washington Post. Neither Weiner nor the Post revealed that he's on the payroll of Obama's go-to pro-Iran accomplice when he wrote his article praising the Iran ransom payment. Now, it shouldn't surprise you. The corrupt drive-by media in Washington is rife with incestuous relationships between bought and paid-for journalists and a regime. They masquerade as objective reporters while engaging in the same kind of pay-to-play deals that the Clintons have perfected. If you are expecting truth or ethics from this people, you have to look elsewhere. Sadly, true.
general all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2121. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2121.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's awesome recommending my friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. And congratulations to the Reynolds Team for being named for the fourth year in a row one of the top teams in Virginia by the Wall Street Journal. Listen, this is critical. Don't just hire any agent or one that claims to be an area specialist when really they have minimal reach and risk losing thousands and wasted time having your home shown to tire kickers. You know what I mean? Get Sarah and Debbie's proven home selling systems working for you instead. They're so confident they'll sell your home that if it doesn't sell, they will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds today. Start packing tomorrow. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. If you want top dollar in a fast sale, call the only agents I would call to make this happen and the only ones I would trust to sell my home. The Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com and start packing today.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, we had the huge storms last night. Watch for debris as you head out and about this morning. We have a tree that came down, wires along with it, and Guinea Road and Annandale's closed south of Little River Turnpike, right near Stark Road. So in that stretch, a lot of activity in the closures. Again, Guinea Road south of Little River Turnpike closed. In Northwest DC, 9th Street closed. We had a pedestrian accident overnight. Investigation ongoing. So 9th Street, just south of Rhode Island Avenue between O and P, closed. 10th, 11th, or 7th Street as your option. That's over near Mount Vernon Square. Getting into town and through Chevy Chase, an accident brought down a tree and still closed. A lot of crews trying to get this tree out of there before we get really intense with the rush hour. Wisconsin Avenue, south of Bradley Lane, that's closed at Dorset Avenue, over to Connecticut Avenue as your option. Alternate, save you some time right now. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, south near Powder Mill Road for the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, we're trying to cross the area, and just a chance of a couple of showers this morning. Maybe a stray shower storm this afternoon. Still pretty warm at 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 75 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the American Red Cross.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to tell you about how one of the Brady kids made a little investment in 1969, and now she is cashed out big time.
Ryan Lochte is back in the United States, but the Brazilians want to talk to him. What do you think happened there? Who do you believe, Lochte or the Brazilians? We'll talk about that coming up. It is now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.